All the way back to home plate is Schlungen. Avery Schmidt so far tonight was 0 for 3. In on the grass, the first and third baseman, the ball bunted foul, and now 0-2 to Matthew Schlungen. It appeared that that was going to go foul right away, and then it took a hop, and then everybody's going, whoa, that might come back fair, and finally it did end up foul. No balls, two strikes. See if Carl Leeser puts it on again. Chad Mergen on the mound works from the stretch. Schlungen takes strike three called, and he's out on strikes. And here's Michael Schlungen at the plate. 4-2 if you're just joining us. St. Martin leading Farming. St. Martin scored four runs in the first inning on four hits. The Flames came back with two runs in the fourth inning, and that's where we sit right now at 4-2. Ben Schrader takes his lead at first. Michael Schlungen takes a ball outside, 1-0. One ball, no strikes. Here's Mergen's pitch. Ground ball hits slowly to the third base side. Aaron Eink up with it. And Aaron really doesn't have a play. Wonder if he kind of twisted his ankle, too. He's kind of limping here. He implanted his foot. Dale Schrader's going to go check on Aaron over at third. He maybe just tweaked it a little bit. Infield hit for Michael Schlungen. And that's the Martins' eighth hit of the night. That'll put runners at first and second. Kyle Leeser down to have a word with Aaron Eink over at third. Of course, those guys played high school baseball together. And Schrader at second now. Schlungen at first. Here's Kyle Leeser. 1-for-3 tonight with a walk is Kyle. And a foul tip at the plate, 0-1. The count to Kyle. Batting here in the top of the eighth, the St. Martin Martins leading 4-2. Chad Mergen kicks, delivers, and Leeser will foul this one out of play. And Kyle's down in the count, 0-2. Looks like Matthew Schlungen getting a little throwing in. He may come into the game over at second. The middle. Taylor Ferre tries to knock it down. He can't. Here comes Ben Schrader. He will score, and it's now 5-2 on the RBI single by Kyle Leeser. So Schrader scores on to second, goes Michael Schlungen. And here comes Brian Schlungen to the plate. Kyle Leeser now 2-for-4 tonight with a walk. Brian Schlungen on the evening, 1-for-3. First pitch bouncing up to the plate. Nice stop by Zach Koltis. Behind the plate, and 1-0. First and second, one out for St. Martin. Runners take their leads. Chad Mergen works from the stretch. The right-hander delivers. There's a strike right at the letters, and 1-1. Ball gets by Chad Mergen and fielded over there by second Cody Ferre. One ball, one strike. Base runners Here's Brian Schlungen way out in front of the off-speed pitch from Chad Mergen as he fouls it down the left field line. And the count, 1-2. One and two. On deck, Scott Schlungen. Time called by Brian Schlungen. And the home plate umpire, Michael Schlungen, takes his lead at second. Kyle Leeser over at first. The 1-2. That gets away from Coltis. And both base runners going to move up to second and third. Pitch that was low and outside. The count, 2-2 to Brian Schlungen. Chad Mergen ready. And his pitch, Schlungen a ground ball deep in the hole. Taylor Foray knocks it down. That's all he's able to do. Coming across to score is Michael Schlungen as the infield was in. And Brian Schlungen will get an infield hit. It's now 6-2. On the play, Kyle Leeser has to hold over at second just because Taylor Foray had knocked it down and kept it in the infield. Kyle couldn't move to third. So first and second for the Martins. One out. Here's Scott Schlungen. And Scott beating it foul over to Kyle Leeser. And 0-1 to Carl. Or actually 0-1 to Scott. And Scott bounced that up to Chad Mergen. Not loose. No balls, 1-1. On deck, Chaz Hinnon. Chad Mergen's pitch. Scott Schlungen sends it deep to center field. Zierden on the run. That goes over his head. Bouncing up against the fence. They're going to send Kyle Leeser in. Here comes the throw to the plate. It's high and Leeser slides in with the third run of the inning for the Martins. So a double for Scott Schlungen to straightaway center field. That ball just kept going and going. A little knockout in straightaway center field, too, that Kyle Zierden had to pick the ball up from. On the play, Brian Schlungen ends up on third. Scott Schlungen at second with his double. And here's Chaz Hinnon. Chaz takes high for a ball, 1-0. Chaz 2-for-4 tonight. The ball gets away from Chad Mergen. And Brian Schlungen's going to take off and score. So Coltis's throw got away from Chad Mergen. Another error on the Flames. And it's now 8-2. Another four-run inning for St. Martin. And Hannon beats it past Aaron Eink at third through his legs. And Scott Schlungen's going to end up on third base. And a second error of the inning for Farming. And now Dale Schrader's going to go out and have a word with his infield and his pitcher here with one out, four runs here in the eighth inning for St. Martin. Hinnon reaches on the air. Over to third goes Scott Schlungen. And Dale Schrader going through some discussion here, what to do with first and third and one out. And it's Jalen Arsenault at the plate. Jalen, the eighth man to bat here in the inning. First and third, Chad Mergen ready to go here. Jalen Arsenault going and staring down at Carl Leeser as he flashes some signs. Here's Mergen's pitch. That bounces up to the plate. Nice stop by Koltis. And the count 1-0. Hennen at first. Scott Schlungen over at third. Four runs in here in the eighth. It's 8-2. That wind's starting to pick up again from left to right. Going on the play will be Chaz Hennen. Koltis throws through. Cody Perret comes in to cut it off, and Scott Schlungen won't attempt to go anywhere. Stolen base for Hennen. And now a couple runners in scoring position for Jalen Arsenault as now Josh Stangler is going to go get loose for St. Martin. Pitches outside, a ball, and two balls, one strike. 2-1 the count. Infield in on the grass for the Flames. Here's a ground ball to Eink at third. He's going to tag Schlungen out. So Scott gets caught off of third base a little bit too far, and Scott Schlungen tagged out. So five unassisted. Jalen Arsenault reaches on the fielder's choice. Hennen remains at second. Two outs. And the ninth man of the inning batting here, that's a pinch hitter, Jared Overman. Jared going to bat for Josh Stangler, who's getting loose in the bullpen. Overman swings and fouls it. And 0-1 to Overman. Walls, one strike. First and second for St. Martin, two outs. Mergen's pitch there, strike two to Overman, and 0-2. Ben Schrader started this inning with a solid base hit to right. And after one out, Michael Schlungen singled, Kyle Leeser singled, Brian Schlungen singled, Scott Schlungen doubled. Here's a ground ball to Eink at third. Aaron Fields, the two-hopper, steps on the bag, and that'll do it for St. Martin here in the eighth inning. But a big eighth inning it was as they score four runs on five hits. There was two Flames errors and two left on. After 7.5, it's St. Martin 8 and Farming 2. More baseball coming up. Game of the week in 1 minute here on KASM. Randy Rothstein back with you. Field in St. Martin as we make our way to the bottom of the eighth, or in Farming as we make our way to the bottom of the eighth inning. Josh Stangler comes on in relief for the Martins. So Jalen Arsenault, who is at third, is going to go over to first for Josh. Kyle Leeser, who is pitching, is going to go back to short. And Scott Schlungen, who is at short, is going to go back to third. And Ethan Navratil will bat. Ethan fouls this one over our heads. And the count 0-1. I was concerned about that all night tonight with those left-handed hitters. 0-1 the count. That pitch bouncing up to the plate, and 1-1. Navratil batting for Zach Koltis. Pitches outside, a ball, and 2-1 from Stangler. Ethan just finished his freshman season at Albany. Played for the varsity and drives this down the left field line. Fair ball into the corner. Ethan digging for two, and he's in standing up with a double. So Ethan Navratil with a stand-up double leading off the eighth for Farming. And here comes Dylan Ponick to the plate. Dylan 0 for 1 tonight. Dylan facing Josh Stangler. Navratil takes his lead at second. Stangler's pitch. Ponick swings over the top of that pitch and strike one. 0-1 the count. Over at Merchants Night in Cold Spring tonight, the Springers leading Richmond 7-0 at Merchants Night. Seventh inning action there. Pitch bouncing up, or actually inside, and just about a bounce at the plate, and the count 1-1 to Dillon. One ball, one strike. Pitch bounces up to the plate here by Stangler in 2-1. Number of Stearns County League teams are in action tomorrow with Central Valley League teams. It's the Radius Cup. They'll be playing ball games starting at 11 all throughout the day. Ponick takes inside for a ball. Now 3-1 to Dillon. On deck, pitcher Chad Mergen. Navratil's got a big lead at second, and Ponick swings and misses strike two. Three balls, two strikes. Nobody out for the Flames here in the bottom of the eighth inning. They trail 8-2. Josh Stangler looks back to second and delivers, and a foul tip into the mitt of Brian Schlungen. Ponick's out on strikes. That will bring Chad Mergen to the plate.
Pitcher Chad Mergen.
Chad struck out in his first at bat. One down, one on. Stangler's pitch. Mergen drives this to the left center field gap. That's going to be in for a hit and maybe more. Rolls up against the fence. Mergen legging it out for two. Navratil scores. It's now 8-3. Couple doubles here in the eighth inning for Farming off of Josh Stangler. And to the top of the order in Taylor Foray. Taylor, so far tonight, 0-3, a couple strikeouts. He walked once. Stangler works from the stretch with Mergen at second. Foray takes low for a ball, 1-0. 8-3 our score here in the bottom of the eighth. Stangler kicks, delivers, the pitch is high for a ball. And 2-0. We're going to get a re-entry here, as Eric Schmidt is now going to come back in for Chad Mergen. And Foray at the plate, heading the count 2-0. Inside and 3-0. 3 balls, no strikes to Taylor Foray. Taylor swings 3-0 and a drive down the right field line, giving chase, and coming up just a little bit short is Ben Schrader down in that right field corner in foul territory. And just a long strike as Foray had the green light on 3-0. Now 3 balls and 1 strike. Aaron Eich on deck for Farming. Schmidt takes his lead at second and inside, ball four. So Foray walks for a second time tonight.
Third baseman, Aaron Eich.
5 walks for St. Martin pitching tonight. Here's Aaron Eich. Aaron on the evening, 1-for-3 with a double, a walk for Aaron. And he breaks his bat as he swings and grounds to third. Scott Schlungen in on the grass, throws to first. 5-3 on the putout, one down. Make it two outs. On the play, both runners move up to second and third. And Brad Mergen to the plate. Brad is 1-for-4 tonight. Base hit back in the fifth.
Right fielder, Brad Mergen.
Josh Stangler kicks and delivers, and that one bouncing up to the plate. Brian Schlungen didn't know at first where that went, and it was right down below his feet. 8-3 our score, bottom of the eighth. Runners at second and third for Farming. Brad Mergen at the plate. Stangler's 1-0 pitch. Mergen drives it to right center field. Coming hard is Schlungen. He'll make the catch in the gap, and that'll do it for the Flames in the eighth. One run on one hit, or on two hits. One run on two hits. No errors and two left on. We played eight. It's St. Martin 8-10, Farming 3. More Game of the Week baseball coming up in a minute here on KASM. All right, back to action here at Schlaper Brothers Field. Robert Schlaper out in left field now for Farming. Dylan Ponick comes in from left field to pitch the ninth, and Ben Schrader, a check swing strike called, and 0-1. It'll be Schrader, Matthew Schlungen, and then Michael Schlungen here in the ninth inning. St. Martin leading this game of the week 8-3. Pitches inside a ball, and 1-1. Again, stay tuned. We'll name your player of the game, the Albany and Richmond A&W player of the game following our broadcast here this evening. Ponick's pitch just inside, says the home plate umpire, and two balls and one strike. 2-1, check swing by Ben Schrader, and now 2-2. Two balls, two strikes. Ponick chooses and delivers, and Schrader swings and misses. He's out on strikes. One out. Here comes Matthew Schlungen. Matthew came in last inning, batted for Avery Schmitz, and tried to bunt a couple times. They both went foul and then took a called strike three. Ponick's breaking ball, a beauty, strike one from Dylan. 0-1 the count. Ponick kicks and delivers. Schlungen rips it foul down the third baseline. And the count, 0-2. No balls, two strikes, one out, no one on for St. Martin here, top of the ninth. Dylan Ponick kicks, delivers, fastball, strike three called, and Schlungen gets caught looking for second time tonight. I bring Michael Schlungen to the plate. Wind picking up just a little bit more here at Schlaper Brothers Field as Michael Schlungen up at the plate. Michael so far tonight is 1-for-3. With two walks, two runs scored. And the pitch low for a ball, 1-0. One ball, no strikes. Check swing. They're saying no, and 2-0. Two balls, no strikes. Two outs, no one on. Dylan Ponick ready on the mound. Pitches high for a ball and 2-1. Michael Schlungen. Dylan's pitch. Strike one. 3-1. And this one's popped up in foul territory over at third. Ike giving chase and not able to come up with it. And so the count full at 3-2. 3-2. Michael Schlungen back into the batter's box. 3-2, two outs. Ponick's pitch, a swing and a miss. That's going to bounce by Coltis, and Michael Schlungen's going to reach first. So strikeout for Ponick, but reaching first is Michael Schlungen, and here comes Kyle Leeser to the plate. Kyle, so far in the night, 2-for-4 with a walk, 2 runs scored.
Shortstop, Kyle Leeser.
And Ponick works from the stretch here facing Kyle Leeser. The pitch, and Leeser will take outside for a ball, 1-0. One out of the count. And a breaking ball a little bit low, and 2-0. Two balls, no strikes. Kyle batting for a sixth time this evening. Ponick's pitch. Low again, and 3-0, says the home plate umpire. Three-oh the count. Ponick delivers, and Leeser swings on 3-0. Skies this one to left field, and foul ball as it lands between third baseman Aaron Ike and the left fielder Schlaper. Surprised Taylor Ferre didn't get over there and maybe try to make a catch. He might have had a better angle on that more than anybody. So just a long strike for Kyle Leeser. 3 balls, 1 strike. Eight to three our score here in the top of the ninth inning. Ponick's pitch, high ball 4, and Leeser will walk. And to the plate, catcher Brian Schlungen. Brian on the evening is 2-for-4. He was hit by a pitch. He scored 2 runs.
Catcher Brian Schlungen.
Bats with 2 on and 2 out. Michael Schlungen over at second. Kyle Leeser at first. Dylan Ponick on the mound. Pitch and a ground ball to Ferre at short. That's going to get a roll off of Taylor's glove as he tried to backhand that. So an error on Taylor over at short. We'll bring Scott Schlungen to the plate. The base is loaded for the Martins. Scott this evening had a double in his last at-bat. He's 1-for-4. He was hit by a pitch. And right down the middle, a strike from Dylan Ponick in 0-1. Ponick got the first two batters here in the inning, a couple strikeouts, and then had Michael Schlungen struck out for his third strikeout of the inning, but the ball got by Coltis. And now the bases are loaded. There's strike 2 called to Schlungen, 0-2. Dylan Ponick delivers. Here's a ground ball to Ike at third. Aaron across the diamond, 5-3 on the putout. Scott Schlungen, that'll do it for the Martins in the ninth. No runs, no hits, 1 error, and 3 left on. We played 8.5. It's St. Martin 8, Farming 3. Your game of the week on KASM. We're back in a minute. Our game of the week brought to you by the Albany Chrysler Center, Worms Lumber and Ready Mix in Munich, Sox Center in Long Prairie, the Greenwald Pub, Pleasureland RV and Truck Center. They bring us our starting lineups every game of the week. Gilliland Chevrolet of St. Cloud and Albany and Richmond A&W. Stick around our post-game show tonight. We'll name that player of the game, our Albany A&W player of the game, Richmond A&W player of the game. Coming up in our post-game show tonight here on KASM. 8-3 our score. St. Martin with the lead over Farming. 8 runs for the Martins tonight on 11 hits. They've not committed an error. And St. Martin on the evening, they have left 14 base runners. Farming, 3 runs on 8 hits. Flames have committed 5 errors. And Farming has left a pile of base runners, too. They have left 12 base runners. So 14 for the Martins, 12 for the Flames. Here we go, bottom of the ninth inning. For Farming, and at the plate, Cody Ferrey. The first pitch to Cody is a ball low, 1-0. Be Cody Ferrey, Tyler Schrader, and Kyle Zierden facing Josh Stangler. Stangler's pitch outside. And now 2-0. Two balls, no strikes. Stangler delivers, and Ferrey fouls it off. And 2-1. 2 balls, 1 strike. Here's Ferrey, another chopper foul down that third base line, and the count at 2-2. Farming will play Meyer Grove here on Sunday afternoon. Two balls, 2 strikes. Josh Stangler delivers low, and the count full at 3-2. The count. Stangler has the sign from Brian Schlungen, and he delivers in another chopper foul by Cody Ferrey over to Dale Schrader in that third base coach box. Count full yet at 3-2. Stangler, his pitch and a swing and a miss. Ferrey is out on strikes. Josh went up the ladder a little bit and one out. That'll bring Tyler Schrader to the plate. And the first pitch to Tyler is a ball, 1-0. Tyler Schrader so far tonight, 1-for-2 with a couple walks, and he skies this one to center field. Coming in is Michael Schlungen. Ooh, he made the catch for the out, but it just about took his arm behind his back. He was looking up in the sky a long time at that. So 2 outs on the fly ball to center field, and here's Kyle Zierden, the scheduled hitter. Hunter Mergen comes to the plate with 2 outs and a foul tip into the mitt to Brian Schlungen in 0-1. Hunter batting for Kyle Zierden, who was 2-for-4. Pitch inside, a ball, and 1 ball, 1 strike. 1-1. Josh Stangler delivers, and Mergen swings and misses strike two, 1-2. 1 ball, 2 strikes. 8-3 St. Martin here in the bottom of the ninth inning, 2 outs. And the pitch, strike three called as Mergen gets caught looking, and that will do it for Farming in the ninth. No runs, no hits, no errors, no one left on. Your final score in the Chasm Game of the Week tonight, it was St. Martin 8 and Farming 3. We're going to take a one-minute timeout. We'll come back and recap this game. Also name your Albany and Richmond A&W player of the game. Hey, welcome back. As we're at Schlaper Brothers Field in Farming, final score tonight, it was St. Martin 8, Farming 3. 8 runs, 11 hits, no errors for St. Martin. They left 14 base runners tonight. And 3 runs, 9 hits, 5 errors for the Farming Flames. They left 12 on base. The loss tonight will go to the starter for Farming. That is Tyler Schrader as he takes the loss, giving up those 4 runs in the first inning. The win tonight will go to relief pitcher Kyle Leeser, who came on in the fifth inning for Jalen Arsenal. So Kyle Leeser will get the win tonight for the St. Martin Martins. Yeah, St. Martin got scoring started with 4 runs in the first inning on 4 hits. All singles, those hits were. Actually make it, 4 hits, a walk. There was a hit batter in there. They led 4-0 until Farming scored two runs in the bottom of the fourth, and making it 4-2 after four innings. The game stayed that way until the eighth inning, when St. Martin added another four spot in the eighth inning, this time on five hits in the eighth inning, and it was 8-2 at that point. Farming would add a run in the eighth inning, a couple doubles in the eighth inning, and making our final score tonight of 8-3. 8-3, your final score here at Schlaper Brothers Field. All right, let's do this. Let's take another 30-second timeout. We'll come back and name your Albany and Richmond A&W Player of the Game in 30.
Thank you, farmers. Hi, everyone. It's Bruce from the Albany Chrysler Center. We appreciate all farmers. To show our appreciation, stop in and have our service department check over your vehicle to make sure it is in tip-top shape. Complete oil change, tire rotation, and car wash for only $31.95. Give us a call at 320-845-6723 to schedule your appointment today.
Live radio, live sports play-by-play on AM 1150 KASM.
All right, time to name your Albany and Richmond A&W Player of the Game. And tonight we're going to give it to Kyle Leeser. Kyle went 2-for-4 at the plate with two walks. He also came in the fifth inning when the Farming Flames had a serious threat with runners at first and second and only one closed the door. And he picks up the win too tonight, did Leeser. So he is the recipient of the Albany or Richmond A&W Player of the Game. He can use that wherever he wants to. Thank you to Jeremy and Julie, and also Nate over at Richmond A&W for sponsoring our Player of the Game award. So congratulations again to Kyle Leeser, our Player of the Game tonight. And Kyle, you can enjoy that certificate. I want to thank our Game of the Week sponsors again here on KASM for bringing us our ball game: Albany Chrysler Center, Worms Lumber and Ready Mix in New Munich, Sauk Center in Long Prairie, the Greenwall Pub, Pleasureland RV and Truck Center, Gilliland Chevrolet of St. Cloud, and Albany and Richmond A&W. 8-3, your final. St. Martin beats Farming tonight in our Game of the Week. Thank you, Scott Stevens, for producing our game back at our sports studios in Albany. This is Randy Rothstein. Hey, have a good night, everyone.
Thank you, Randy, for bringing us the play-by-play on that game tonight, and congratulations to St. Martin for their victory out on the diamond. Well, that's going to do it for me this evening as well, everybody. This has been Scott Stevens, and you've been listening to KASM Albany. Hope you all have a good night.